Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 29th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great, peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, as the new media takes center stage, our website, libertyroundtable.com, for live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. But you know what? This is the Widow's Mite Radio Network, folks. Any penny will help. We have day jobs. We're not begging for your money to support our family. We do want you to help us grow our presence in the media, though. And if you believe we provide value to you, please reciprocate and do the same. Donate today at libertyroundtable.com. No donation too small. Of course, no donation too big either. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To get a hold of Kurt to learn more, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or localhoneyman.com. All spelled out, one word, localhoneyman.com. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked to our guest, Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. We talked about our Honest Money Report. We said gold is real money, timeless insurance, nature's currency. Y'all know that by now. We talked about Google regrets minor glitch that caused a huge drop. And they only say one currency, according to CNN. But it's Ghanaian currency, or Ghana, however you say it, Ghanaian currency. They only say it's one country, but how many countries has Google manipulated currencies for, either by accident and or on purpose, huh? Just curious about that. Natalia Kapersky, that's the virus security software guy, he gave a speech in Russia, and he said that Bitcoin was created by U.S. intelligence, and the goal was to be able to send untraceable, top-secret black ops money to the CIA and MI5 missions. Wow, what an admission. Rand Paul, Mueller report absolutely exonerates Donald Trump. The president ought to pardon General Flynn. Rand Paul also went on to say, absolutely James Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, and others should testify on Spygate role, should be subpoenaed if necessary. Boy, howdy, is that the truth. Donald Trump vows that the Republicans will be the party of health care. I don't know if that's a claim you want to make, Donald, but there you go. I think government ought to get out of health care. Betsy DeVos getting beat up big time by the media. They're twisting facts about the Special Olympics funding cuts, but you know what? Even the Donald turned on Betsy. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. And that wraps up our recap of hour one. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Pete Sepp, president of NTU.org. That's the National Taxpayers Union, doing a phenomenal job, by the way. We talked about the Senate budget resolution aims to shrink deficit. Damian Brady writes that piece. Another piece written by Pete Sepp himself called Risky Road, assessing the costs of alternative credit scoring. We also talked about supplemental spending bill exacerbates debt disaster. Nan Swift with that one. Costly Green New Deal distracts from pro-taxpayer environmental reforms. And paycheck fairness activity, heavy-handed and ineffective. We talked about all that with Pete Sepp. We also talked about the U.S. expands ban on foreign aid overseas abortion providers. That's great news. We will enforce a strict prohibition on back door funding schemes and end runs around our policy, said Mike Pence, vice president. American taxpayer dollars will not be used to underwrite abortions. President Trump reinstated the policy and then expanded it to include all health programs, not just the reproductive ones. Good job, Donald. Good job, Mike Pence. Trump orders border agencies to prepare for potential EMP attacks. I'm sorry, not border agencies. Orders agencies to prepare for a potential EMP attack. What do you think will happen with that, huh? Well, I think it's smart to prepare. Whether it's a natural disaster or an enemy, we need to be prepared for this kind of stuff. It's good for President Trump keeping an eye on the ball, huh? Court partially halts bump stock ban. That's a tragic situation. Donald got suckered on that one, didn't he? U.S. experts revisit breast implant safety after new concerns arise. We told you it wasn't safe and it wasn't effective. And, well, now the Food and Drug Administration, after lying for years and years and years, finally admits the truth on that one. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Still available free on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Meanwhile, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, the Donald needs a lesson in loyalty, Kurt. From what I understand, Donald Trump now announced that he was backing away from the budget request to eliminate funding for the Special Olympics, if you will, reversing course after his administration took days of criticism over it. Speaking to reporters as he left the White House for a rally in Michigan, Trump said he had authorized funding for the Olympics. I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people, the Donald said. We're funding the Special Olympics. Trump's announcement came, believe it or not, after Education Secretary Betsy DeVos spent days defending the cuts. Anyway, they say it all drew widespread criticism. Even before the president stepped in, legislature said it would have been dead on arrival. But Donald Trump says, I've seen the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible. So, you know, sadly, Kurt, the Donald caved. And as a result, Betsy got hung out to dry.
Well, it would sure have been cool, at least in my opinion, perfect opportunity for him to say, look, it's $17.6 million. I'm going to put in a million. Betsy DeVos is going to put in a million. Let's see which one of you, Hollywood types, is really serious about supporting the Special Olympics.
Yeah, we got to GoFundMe up. It's ready to go. You're right. Good point, Kurt. But sadly, in my opinion, Trump needs a lesson in loyalty on this one, my friend. He literally let her defend the policy for days. She thought she was doing a great job with the Donald, and he literally, in my opinion, reversed course and hung her out to dry, man. What a shame on the president for that one. You know, if you're going to cave on it and not have the guts to have the fight, don't leave Betsy out there for days defending your policy. This is the problem. And the problem is we're not even making cuts. We hear Donald's making cuts, cuts, cuts. Then every time we hear, he turns around and recants on a cut. We got to stand stronger than this, Kurt. And I understand the Special Olympics, but I agree. Can't it be dealt with in the private sector? But nobody's even making overtures or discussions or putting on the table your wise points, Kurt, except for you. And I commend you for it. You're spot on. And it is the solution. But of course, we get the sound of silence from the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
No one's even providing proper leadership up there, man. Better send Kurt back to Washington, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Tina Chen's in the news, Kurt. Do you have the whole story about her? She's an old Michelle Obama aide. You realize that, right?
That's right. And it's interesting to me, to read about this, Michelle. Well, I just didn't know this before, but World Net Daily does a detailed report on it. And by the way, it's spelled T-C-H-E-N. You know, a lot of times you hear chin, it's just, without the T in this case. Says the Obama's White House legacy included promotion of abortion an unstable healthcare system, and kowtowing to dictators, big and small, right? And this author says, but there may be a new chapter even after they've left office.
Now, here's how it works. So Michelle Obama's aide was a lady by the name of Tina Chen, spelled with a T. It's T-Chen. But if I said that, people would be like, Sam, you're just ignorant, right? Okay. I guess this Tina Chen contacted Cook County Attorney Kim Fox. Well, and Cook County Attorney Kim Fox and Tina Chen worked together, and now they're being called instigators of a whitewash. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is now claiming in the Jussie Smollett case. So this is a big thing. So Tina and Michelle and, you know, Fox, and you don't know if Michelle's involved, but hey, where does this link come from? They say they're all friends of Smollett or whatever. But now there's a big old rift, and I don't know really whose side who it is. I almost believe they're all on the same side. They're just playing us for suckers, pretending they're on different sides of this. Because you got Rahm. Wasn't Rahm a big old buddy of Barack too, Kurt?
Well, that's the way I understood it, Sam. So you got some, a little bit of battle between them.
Either that or you got the Hegelian dialectic where they're taking different sides on purpose. So no matter who you agree with one of the insiders, right?
And by the way, the source of a lot of this detail is the Daily Mail of London. You're not going to get it, here in America, I don't think. But those guys are digging it deep, and then the WorldNet Daily Boys brought it forward.
More details in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarded servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hey, man, I'm kind of convinced this Jussie Smollett case is nothing but a distraction. I'm convinced both sides of the aisle are all for the Obamaites. And you kind of wonder who's who in this thing and who's standing for what and who's your friend and who's your enemy and... Man, I don't know. Do you want to pick Michelle Obama's stooge or do you want to pick Barack's stooge and Rahm Emanuel? They're all on both sides of the issue and debating it. And, man, whoever you agree with, are you just being led down a primrose path? Was this all by design? Very strange that this racial tension, this racial fraud, I almost want to sue the federal government or sue the Chicago government or whatever and say, hey, I'm a victim of what is this white face? Where these black dudes might have put on some white face to go ahead and help Jussie Smollett conduct this lie that somehow bigots and MAGA country folks were abusing him. And hey, has he committed a crime on all of us? Talk about racial abuse here. So what's going on? I think it's a big master plan with the Hegelian dialectic at the center of it, Kurt.
Well, it sure looks like it, Sam. And the thing, one thing to remember whenever you see these kind of, I guess you could say, media attracting stories, is that what are they leaving? What are they? Where are they going from? What were they covering before? And now, what has moved off the front page? You know, so that most people don't see it. For example, the WorldNet Daily piece references Paul Bedard, who writes in the Washington Examiner, a pretty good source for a lot of good information. You know, it talks about the Sun-Times from Chicago. I mean, it's detailed, and like you say, you know, there's all these little connections, you know, where you get the top people like Michelle, you know, and of course the president, and then you get these underlings, if you will, or what I'd call kingmen that are working to try to, you know, raise up and either support those guys and be kind of little kings themselves or whatever. But the bottom line, their last line of the WorldNet Daily piece says, the Daily Mail added that Chin has deep ties to Chicago politics and is a friend of Mayor Rahm Emanuel's wife. So, you know,
yeah, so
you
who the heck's
got,
doing this thing, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, Sam, is, you know, and also here's a little bit more, you know, connective, how you get, well, you know, like Michelle's number or how you get different people. It says Malkin, which is one of the players here, previously reported that Chan personally shoveled, and that's the quote, you know, they put quotes around it, shoveled more than $200,000 into the 2008 Obama campaign and was special assistant to Barack Obama before being Michelle's chief of staff. So, you know, I mean, if you're looking for a way in, that's pretty much the way. A couple hundred grand, that'll pretty much grease the skids.
Yeah, and it cost $130,000 for the cops to investigate this thing they claim, and they're going to say Jesse is okay because he, you know, got rid of his $10,000 or he let that go or whatever. And now the cops are supposedly asking for their $130,000. And, you know, I don't even know who the good guys are in this, Kurt. As I look at this whole thing, I don't know who the good guy is. Is it the cops for wanting their $130,000 back, or is that just their way to try to save face and act like there's resistance, but from the top there's really not? You know, when Michelle's stooge is on one side, Barack's stooge is on the other, and they're battling back and forth. And now the FBI's involved because Donald's going to look into it. Is Donald going to do anything about it? You know, what's going to happen here? And I just don't even know who my friend or foe is. And I don't know what the truth is, except for I know this. A big scam, a false flag about race was literally fomented in the center of our country with national backing from the mainstream press. And then it went all wrong and people got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And now everybody's kind of backing away and playing the blame game. But I almost think the whole thing was a constructed distraction, an absolute intentional constructed distraction. They probably even knew that it would go south. But hey, it got Jesse a ton of coverage. Just get my name right. It's the idea in the media, right? The mainstream press gets a lot of press. The mainstream press, you know, hey, wait, we got this detail and that detail. And they're all gaining credibility, supposedly, over this. Smollett getting more and more important. You know, the cops get a beating, but so what? They deserve it in Chicago anyway. Racial tendencies for discord at the center of all this. You don't know who's whose side. What, is Rahm Emanuel the good guy now? Because he's saying, hey, these guys are the bad guys. This attorney and this Tina Chen, you know, Barack, former Michelle Obama aide or whatever, and Kim Fox, are they the bad guys? And Rahm Emanuel's the good guy now, standing up for the truth and justice in the American way. See, all I'm telling you is at this thing, buddy, there's swamp monsters and thugs and betrayers on every hand in this thing. It is amazing. All right, anything else on that one, Kurt?
You know, it's like you say, it's very intricately connected, and you've got the Smollett's family. A number of the sisters apparently were big time volunteers for Obama, you know, and you know, working on those campaigns, etc. It's just well, it doesn't pass the smell test, Sam.
Yeah, they were trying to create an abomination coup against the Donald, but it backfired. And, you know, now that it's a spectacular backfire, what's really going to happen? And all I can tell you is, just like Hillary Clinton, they're going to protect their own. And nobody critical is going to jail over this thing. But the sad part about this, interestingly enough, Kurt, is the two black brothers that helped with this thing. I almost feel sorry for those guys, because I don't know that they even realized what kind of a deal they were getting into, buddy. You know, now they might have been like, hey, we're black and we know the white people aren't kind to us and we better, you know, make sure that people know how bad this is so we'll help with it. I'm not saying they're innocent, but I'm telling you that I wonder how connected they are, or if they were just kind of patsies in the mix. I don't know. But wow, if you really care about blacks, you're going to let that fly?
At least one thing is, they got like $3,000 in a check for doing their part from just.
Wow, I wouldn't want my name splattered all over the news for $3,000. But anyway, I just find that interesting. All right, anyway, so Donald Trump betrays Betsy DeVos, and the whole nation gets betrayed by who? Tina Chin, Kim Fox, Barack Hussein, Michelle, and, you know, Emmanuel, and everybody snookering us. I'll tell you that right now. Meanwhile, James Dobson's working on some interesting things, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And Bob Unruh writes this piece from WorldNet Daily. The headline, James Dobson, Christians targeted by dark new bill. And now, if you don't know who he is, he's the founder of Focus on the Family, James Dobson Family Institute, author of dozens of books on family, and he's an advisor to presidents. And he warns the Democrats' proposed Equality Act is a really, really bad deal for the nation. And he said, make no mistake, the so-called Equality Act is nothing but a thinly veiled attempt to finish off religious liberty in America once and for all. He says, which ought to be plainly obvious based upon a cursory reading of the First Amendment. So, you know, there's just
Well, James Dobson's spot on, but it just shows he's a liberty bigot, isn't he, Kurt? Talking about God and freedom and liberty and everything. I mean, just imagine doing that in today's society.
Good point.
Now, I think that James Dobson is spot on, and good for Bob Unruh at WND.com for covering it, Kurt.
Yeah, great point. You just don't get most of the big boys to cover this type of stuff. It's just when it's got God in it, they want to leave it alone, you know, Sam.
Either that or ridicule it and mock it, manipulate it, bury it. I mean, they don't just leave it alone. They, you know, I'd love it if they just left us alone, for crying out loud. But what they do is active engagement to abuse us. Speaking of that, George Soros bankrolled a hate crime database, Kurt.
Well, yeah, this comes as no surprise to me, but apparently, you know, our buddies there at the SPLC and so many others, you know, have basically been, you know, bankrolled by Mr. George Soros. And that's the SPLC, CAIR, I think that's Council on American Islamic Relations. There's some of the suppliers of these unverified claims that push this whole hate idea.
That would be the southern part of the center in the group called CARE, right?
Yes.
C-A-I-R.
That's right. And, you know, the point you got to think of here is this guy, this left-wing billionaire, is what Art Moore from WorldNet Daily calls him a billionaire activist. And says he bankrolled a massive hate crime database used by media that's stocked with claims by the likes of the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center and then the guys you just mentioned, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And they used the database of unverified claims of hate crimes to include Google, New Labs, New York Times Opinion, and ABC News. That's all according to tax documents and interviews compiled by the Washington Free Beacon. So, you know, if you can look, there's some real reporting going on. You just have to hunt to find it.
Amen to that. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel's Russia probe's been completed, and President Trump is back on the campaign trail for the first time since that report came down.
The chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues.
The Russia hoax is finally dead.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky, Chicago, telling Empire actor Jussie Smollett to pay up $130,000 to cover the cost of police overtime for the investigation of the attack he reported in January. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
A law firm wants a federal investigation after San Antonio banned Chick-fil-A from that city's airport. The First Liberty Institute sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Transportation yesterday accusing the San Antonio Council of religious discrimination. The council barring Chick-fil-A from opening a new restaurant at the city's international airport because of the company's record on gay rights issues. Maryland lawmakers overriding the Republican governor's veto of a minimum wage hike in the state. The bill that Larry Hogan vetoed Wednesday would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, and state lawmakers voted to override that veto yesterday. Top seeds Gonzaga and Virginia heading to the Elite Eight of the NCAA men's tournament, along with Purdue and Texas Tech following victories yesterday. And you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, we've seen this from the Donald before, ladies and gentlemen, and I just don't have a lot of confidence. I don't mean to be negative. I just want to kind of set the stage. Donald's threatening to release FISA docs now that the Mueller probe is concluded. And Fox News has this. And I guess they slam what? Treasonous FBI. But what I find fascinating about this, Curtis, that we've heard from Donald that he's going to release a lot of things. He doesn't end up releasing it oftentimes. And if he does, it's redacted as all get out. Any thoughts?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up, Sam. At least in my opinion, let's release it all. Let's release the information about JFK, the Tuskegee. Let's release, you know,
the Barack Obama fake birth certificate. I mean, yeah,
just go through the whole thing. I mean, we're talking transparency. We're talking the you know, the government's back being turned over to the people. Let's don't hold back secrets.
We can even find out if we even went to the moon, Kurt.
Good point, Sam.
Find out if Hitler escaped to, what, Argentina, and find out all the drill, man. But see, that's my point, though, is, you know, I hope President Trump really releases these FISA docs, and I hope we really get to the bottom of them. But you know what? Unless you get rid of the FISA court, Kurt, you're just going to generate new secrets every day. Okay, unless you get rid of the vaccine court and the tax court and all these special bottle it up, scan it, you're creating more secrets than you're releasing every single day, my friend. So I don't mean to be rude, and I only bring it up because Donald has an opportunity now, and I hope to influence him to be wise and to be transparent.
You don't have to look very far. Look at the Jussie Smollett thing, or Jussie Smollett. I mean, as far as I know, the judges said, hey, look, all this stuff is just sealed. I mean...
Yeah, done.
What?
Next.
Is that how transparency works?
Well, what about the shooter in Vegas, Kurt? What was that guy's name?
That's
Steven.
Well, yeah. What about Waco?
Whatever?
What about, I mean, you just go down the list.
I
just
hear that.
It keeps on coming. You know, like you say, the hits just keep on coming.
Anyway, I pray for Donald and pray he can just bust out and do some of this stuff. But I don't really like the continued threat and talk about it. You know, vows to do this and that. And then we get this document that. At the end of the day means nothing. Why don't you vow to release the 9/11 info? All the way, baby.
Or they release it, and then, we're releasing it. We just got to properly redact it. Is that releasing it? If I say, here's a book for you, and I've got, 18 pages cut out of it. I mean, did I really, transparently release it? Or did I just, censor what you're going to get.
Now,
I mean, that's just how that works.
Hey, Kurt, do you know what an invocation is?
Well, it's a prayer at the first, right?
Yes, sir. Benediction would be a prayer at the end, right?
Right. That's the way I understand.
All right. Well, have you ever heard of a weaponized invocation? Art Morris
tells
us about this. I've never
heard of this. I
did
just
before.
Lately. I never had heard of it before, but, apparently... there are some people pretty ticked off, Sam. And there was a lady who prayed and, she said these words. This is according to Art Moore, but she said the phrase, every knee will bow to Jesus. And, I'll tell you what, it ticked off the Muslim representatives there. The Democrats were incensed by this weaponized invocation. Now, apparently Jesus' name was mentioned 13 times, and scripture that says, at the name of Jesus, every name will bow. This is in a prayer before the state's legislature in Pennsylvania, and representative thanked Jesus. A whole bunch of stuff in there, and boy, this Democratic state rep, Movita Johnson Harrell, got one of those hyphenated last names, who was sworn in during this session as the state's first female Muslim lawmaker, was joined by her party's state leadership in denouncing the prayer. They say that it was used to, that this individual weaponized her religion to intimidate, demean, and degrade.
How easy it is for those Christians just to weaponize stuff. I mean, they take just normal things and just weaponize them all the time, Kurt.
Yeah, now I don't see much about them killing anyone in this story or, any of that kind of stuff, but I guess there's different kinds of weapons,
Yes, sir.
And I guess they were even referenced.
See, listen, you can murder babies, no fierce outrage.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Say, hey, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ, if you will. And, buddy, they're just going to absolutely melt right on down. It's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, thought would bring that to your attention. Now, Kurt always says he wants to get in his boat and he's got the tartar sauce with him and that kind of stuff. And it's a reference to kind of a positive attitude and doing all that you can and just saying, hey, I'm going to just do my best and pray for more, right? Is that kind of the reference, Kurt?
Well, I heard it years ago from Zig Ziglar. And
yeah.
So,
but I mean, that's the inference,
and,
right?
And that's basically what he would say is that,
yeah,
hey,
you have your
we
tartar
believe
sauce,
in you're... miracles around here and we're going out. After Moby Dick in a rowboat, which Moby Dick is a really big, whale, going in a rowboat, which is really little, and you're taking the tartar sauce with you.
Which means I expect to eat.
You're just
all right. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is because it looks like Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, they got the tartar sauce with them, Kurt.
Good point. Yeah, that's right. Basically they're going after CNN. John Brennan, James Clapper. They demand the FOIA lawsuit copies of communications about this whole dossier thing. I welcome that because I sure don't see, you know, all this talk of transparency from whether it's the president's administration or all these government agencies, and yet when you finally do get information from them, and we've had this even in our own personal lives, you'll get all this, you know, magic markered out stuff, you know. And you think,
well, or you'll get things current with missing pages and stuff, and you'll get things of like, well, you know, you got a tenth of what you asked for, or you got it, but you can't read it, or I mean, it just goes on and on. Oh, my goodness, I don't know why. I guess our printer wasn't working that day. Or, I mean, it just goes on and on with the shenanigans, right?
Well, or let me give you another thing. Or, you know, instead of charging you a penny for a black and white copy, they're going to charge you like 35 cents or 60 cents or something like that. Some just outrageous
and per
thing.
Hour so for that, processing. And I mean, it just doesn't end. I mean, it's just
it
out of
just
the world,
goes
out of this
on
world.
And on, you know. Yeah. And it's all intended, you know, this is
to
just
stonewall?
Me. Well, I think so. It's intended to stonewall and teach you a lesson that you're not supposed to really do this. You're supposed to just take what your government tells you and, you know, take it at face value and say, oh, you know, I love those new clothes, Mr. Emperor, you know, and that's just the way it's supposed to be. But guys like Judicial Watch, you know, are going after him. They say Judicial Watch is again in court trying to get the truth about the Obama gang illegal leaks and conspiracy targeting President Trump. That's what the president there, Tom Fitton, said. Clapper and Brennan were key proponents of the big lie exposed by the Mueller report that President Trump colluded with the Russians. Judicial Watch FOIA litigation. Now, if you don't know what FOIA, it's FOIA, stands for Freedom of Information Act. You know, what you really should say, you know, if you do get the information, you're going to get a bunch of redacted, which means marked out pages. But anyway, the litigation is the best hope, they say, for getting full accountability on this attack on our constitutional republic. And, you know,
well, the
make
best
no
hope is Donald
just
start
it.
Having his people arrest people for treason. But, you know, this is the second best hope, you know.
Yeah, well, that'd be wonderful. But, you know, so many times you get some push from the outside, I think. The Judicial Watch explained this. They said in a March 2018 report, so a year ago, Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee said former Director of Intelligence, National Intelligence, James Clapper, now a CNN national security analyst, provided inconsistent testimony, that's another way to say he lied, to the committee about his contacts with the media, including CNN. When questioned about by the committee, Clapper admitted that he confirmed the existence of the dossier to the media.
Well, and the Republicans didn't do anything about it. They didn't take any action when they had the chance, did they, Kirk?
Well,
they just let it slide,
see,
baby. All right, you probably don't know about this chick. Her name is Lillian Carter. She's an associate professor. I don't even know how to discuss this story, but we must. Hold on, folks.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know how to talk about this story, but we've got to talk about it. Again, we're talking about the culture wars, ladies and gentlemen, big time. And there's this feminist associate professor by the name of Lillian Carter, and she's reportedly forbidding a pro-life project, and she encourages students in her class to masturbate, and that's not even the whole of it, if you will. Kurt?
Well, yeah, and you might think this is some, I mean, maybe it's Playboy or, you know, something like that. I don't even know if that exists, but I'm just saying that maybe some porn center or whatever, but no, this is, most of us, I'd never heard of this place. It's called Towson University, and it's T-O-W-S-O-N. This thing was founded back in 1866, and it was the first training school for teachers. And they call it one of the largest public universities in Maryland, and they say it still produces the most teachers of any university in the state. So imagine you're producing teachers, and they got a teacher there that teaches people basically, things like you mentioned, Sam. And if anybody stands up and says, hey, this is not really cool, like they've got class where they feature a heavy, frank emphasis on sexuality. You know, college is so different than when I was there. They say within the first few weeks of the course, students were required to present a list of things that sexually aroused them. That assignment was done anonymously. This is according to a student that told the publication called The Fix. Though the list of turn-ons were collected and redistributed in the class and subsequently read by students. They were supposed to use alternative names for body parts that you typically don't even want to mention. They used this, that was made into a competition, and they were to come up with the most amount of words, no matter how vulgar and disrespectful those words would be. This is what the student also explained. I mean, you just got this kind of stuff going on in college, Sam. No wonder people think many colleges is just a waste of money, both tax dollars and, individuals who have to pay for it. I guess it's, there's something like 20 plus thousand students there, 1,644 staff. The budget there's $450 million. Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Now, this feminist professor, Lillian Carter, she allegedly also instructed students to draw themselves naked. Now, here's what's interesting about this whole thing. It's bad enough that this goes on in the government schools, Kurt. If you're taking, whatever courses you're trying to, if you're in like art class. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying, but this is specifically a requirement. The class is required for a family and human services major where students are supposed to be taught how to build up the community and serve others. So it's like, what the heck's going on? Now, as far as I understand, though, people digging into it can't get any real information either, right, Kurt?
Well, they tried to get a response from the college. And
done gone mum, huh?
Well, it says the department did not respond to numerous requests for comment. You know, and this is typically the way it works. If somebody's trying to dig in, you know, the media relations people just won't get back to you. You know, I mean, they just don't want to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Anyway, all I know is it's a sad story. And the reason we have to cover it, though, is that's what your tax dollars are going to in the government education system, folks. Right?
Well, who else is covering that and telling you about stuff like that? I mean,
well, that's why we need to cover it.
Hear it. I don't.
It's unsavory. I get it. But we have to. And, you know, this is what's interesting. This, you know, this lawmaker prays that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ. And that hits the headlines like, what a bigot, what a racist, what a liberty, you know, bigot this guy is or whatever this gal is for having such a hostile, weaponized prayer. And then you got Lillian Carter running around with this stuff.
That's not hostile or weaponized.
Wow. It's just amazing, you know? All right.
Hey, boy.
I guess this is a Stellarton. Is that a person? Or no, that's a place, huh? Stellarton,
yep,
man.
That's right. We're talking about, I can't remember if this is like in, it's called NS New South Wales, I think is where it is. So this is kind of a weird little story, but you know how occasionally...
Hey, man, it's not weirder than what we got with these professors in America.
Yeah,
tell me,
point.
It's like weirder than that?
But you know how sometimes you'll be driving along and you've got, you know, a pothole or maybe a number of potholes and you think, you know, every time I fill up, I got 40-something cents or 50-something cents per gallon for all these taxes. Where's that money going, you know? And, well, anyway, in this case, the headline reads, Stellarton man handed cash, coffee, cannabis for filling potholes. Yep, this guy named John McHugh, he started patching the Westville Road after a particularly bumpy ride, according to CBC News. And this guy's 22 years old. I guess the story says, pot for filling potholes seems like a decent trade. I guess they gave him cash and coffee. So he'd just be there trying to fill up these holes as people went by and had a little sign saying, hey, I'm doing that. If you want to donate, let me know.
It's better than a will work for food sign. You got to give the guy some credit.
I know. He said he got the idea to start filling the potholes after hitting a big one while on a drive with his mom. And he said, I've hitchhiked for years and I've been around highways with much faster cars going much closer. He said, you know, because they were worried about him kind of working on those potholes while people are going by. The potholes,
especially while he's high.
Yeah, good point. He said the people have been giving him donations of cash, coffee, and cannabis for his efforts. So, you know, potholes are filling up, Sam. Maybe a new, new industry here, coming your way.
Yeah, at least the pot smokers are willing to work, man.
Yeah.
Good
point.
I think they ought to drop off some pizza, though. That dude might be getting the munchies. But... You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, he's got the cash so that he can, you know.
He can go buy his own munchies,
that,
I guess.
So he can
good
pick
point.
Up, yeah, order Domino's while he's there, you know, working on the
Yeah, somebody
holes,
can just drive know. By with the Domino's. You know what I mean? I mean, you've heard of drive-bys before.
Yes,
this
I
would
do.
Just be a different drive-by. Yeah. You get some pot and some pizza.
Great point.
Nothing like a modern drive-by. It's better than the drive-by media. And it's better than the drive-bys we usually hear of, right?
Yeah, and you got the three P's, pot, pizza, and potholes all together.
Yeah, and you got panic in the streets about the high guy filling the potholes. And then
good
you got
point.
Guys
four
like me
P's.
That think it's all going to pot, right? You know.
Amen to that.
But at least it's happening in Wales. You know, we're just promoting masturbation and with government tax dollars here.
Whoa.
Would you rather fix the potholes with pot, Kurt? You know, just give a little pot and coffee to do that? Or would you rather go to this, associate professor's class there now?
Wow. You know, he gave me some great choices, you know.
I'd probably have to go for the pot, probably, Kurt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you're doing a, you know, a service to the world, at least filling up potholes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just, yeah, there you go.
You know, I might do more cash, though, than pot, and I'd probably do even coffee
right.
before the pot.
Pizza,
you know, I'd do the pizza, yeah, there you go. I'd be the pizza guy.
That's right.
You
good
know?
Point.
I'd just drive up in my car and then ring the doorbell and be like, Domino's. All right, by the way,
there
speaking of pot, I guess they're saying a new study's out about it, Kurt.
Well,
they don't
call
it pot,
Sam,
they call it cannabis now, because you got to make sure it's legal.
Yeah, that's right, because that's, you know. But they're finding out, Sam, that it's not like the health food that we've been told.
What?
You know, I know this is kind of short. They say cannabis makes people crazy. And then it says chances of mental disorder tripled by using drug. You know, so they call it a drug here. But anyway, in a conclusion that won't please the states that have legalized the recreational use of marijuana. This is a WorldNet Daily piece, by the way. A study found out about a third of the psychotic disorders in London are caused by cannabis use. So they say this was study in what they call the Lancet. Now, that seems like something you do to a cow with a big bump on her lancet. But anyway, that's the name of this. It concluded that taking cannabis daily tripled the chances of developing a mental disorder. But they say using forms with high levels of the active ingredient THC made users five times more likely to be affected. That's according to the Christian Institute, which reported the results. So anyway, I guess we're moving way forward here in America, aren't we, Sam?
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Yeah, come on, come on.
I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that's what's going on, and we're promoting this all over America. We think it's good because it'll derive a lot of tax dollars and free people up and such like that. Now, a lot of people are for getting rid of the drug wars, and I am too. But a lot of people really want to make this stuff legal, and Kurt, I don't really. I just think we ought to get the government out of the middle of it. What do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess it's legal to hit yourself in the head with an axe too, but I don't recommend that. I mean, I don't know of any law that says you can't do that.
Well, they got to work on that, buddy.
But I, you know, like they report, the Guardian of London reported powerful cannabis such as skunk. Now, I mean, I've known about skunks when I was growing up, but I didn't know that was a thing called cannabis. Says has levels of the psychoactive substance, big old word that I can't even get, above 10%. A Home Office spokesman said no illegal drug can be assumed to be safe. Of course, all those legal ones are, you know, by the way. I'd
oh, say, yeah, they're all safe and effective,
as there
bro.
Is.
How dare you even criticize or ask any questions about that? You First off, you don't even have any credentials, man.
Yeah.
Flat out unqualified, you know?
I'll tell you what, man. You know, it just seems like the answer is just, you know, embrace all the good that you can, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, get the good oranges, get the good honey, get the good apples, get the good, you know, pizza, whatever. But
I,
you know,
personally like
leave
pizza.
Things away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, leave away those other things and then just
all right.
embrace
Listen
the good.
Up, ladies and gentlemen. Cannabis makes people crazy. Study says chances of mental illness triple by using drugs. Instead of make sure you're aware of the realities of the, you know, pot smoking agenda going on, right? I'm just saying. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. We'll bring on the good sheriff to join the round table of discussion. A lot of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use coming your way. Sound good? All right, we'll do it all in seconds. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Will you get involved? Please, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.